You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lisa Desjardins of the PBS NewsHour, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
This pre-Valentine's week, we are talking about cheating in business, in our personal lives, our finances, and in tech. And on the internet, there is a lot of cheating going on, some good, some bad. But one of the good cheaters is Parisa Tabriz. She is a hacker and security manager for Google. She joins me now to talk about hacking for good. Parisa, welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me here.
All right, let me just cut right to it. Your business card says your title is Security Princess. Do I have that right?
That is right. That's my official title at Google.
And awesome.
It's a self-appointed title.
You're basically in charge of the folks who are trying to test Google's limits, come up with ways to penetrate the security, right? And before someone else comes up with them.
Yep, exactly. The people that I manage, they come from a really wide variety of backgrounds. But some of them, you know, are skilled with finding security bugs and actually figuring out how to exploit them. And then with that knowledge, they figure out how to make our defenses better within Chrome.
How do you get the job of being a good guy hacker? I know some people say white hat hacker. How do you get this job? Because it strikes me that to be on the good team, at some point, Parisa, I'm guessing you were out there hacking, maybe not on a good team or in some middle team or some other team.
Were you going to say I was on the bad team?
You might possibly. I'm wondering, were you?
Yeah. So a lot of people talk about the white hat hackers, and this is where I think you have this notion of someone who's completely altruistic and, you know, they adhere to this strong code of ethics. And then at the other extreme, there's the black hat hacker. And this is where people are absolutely bad and malicious and only breaking into software for personal gain at the cost of others. And I think it's, you know, humans are more complex than this, and it goes for hackers too. And I think there's this spectrum between the two where people, they have their own set of ethics and their own motivations. For my part, I can say that I got interested in security in college, and I had a website and it got hacked and defaced by someone, you know, it had Viagra ads that had been like put on it. So I was interested in how this happened. And I got more interested in the weaknesses in software and what you could do that the original programmer didn't intend.
As we look at cheating this week, one theme woven around this show is the idea of how much money you make or how much money you lose from cheating. I'm curious, how much money do hackers make? How much money do good guy or white hat hackers make versus the bad guy or black hat hackers? How much money is out there?
So I have a limited insight. I know how much Google and other companies will pay for security engineers. And then also I just, you know, talk to people that work either in the public sector. So there's a lot of, you know, need for people familiar with security in our national security branches to kind of protect against cybersecurity threats. And then you can be a freelancer or an individual consultant. And it depends on what you're doing. So I think you can make a good living as a consultant that analyzes systems for a salary that's competitive to an engineer. Or if you're really skilled at finding bugs and can turn these software bugs into exploits, which you can almost think of as a weapon, that becomes a product that you can sell to a bunch of different people. And the usual avenues are you can sell it to a government, either foreign or domestic. You can sell it to some kind of criminal group, or you could sell it to some kind of third-party broker. And all of this is unregulated. So when it comes to talking about money, it's hard to give absolutes. But, you know, I've heard 5 to 6 figures for a very severe bug is not atypical. And it's not really surprising to me. One of the things that we do at Google is we also pay security researchers that let us know about bugs that they find. We pay them rewards. And this can be anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to tens of thousands of dollars. And Google does this, and it's good for us because it means that we find out about bugs and can make the software more secure. It's good for the researchers because they get some, you know, incentive to actually do this work. So it's kind of good all the way around. And that's, of course, the preferred way that I would hope people make money from this if they're not working at a company.
When you think about the salaries for your folks, are these people who just don't want to take that risk to become kind of the dark side hacker?
This is a stable job, but I think that also people's motivations do come into play. And, you know, just because you know how to do something doesn't mean that you, you know, are going to take advantage of that to harm other people. And all the people that I work with, you know, just because they know how to exploit software doesn't mean that they would want to. And they really do use that knowledge to make things that their friends and their family and that themselves can use to keep them safe while they enjoy the internet, which opens the doors to tons of possibilities. And they just want to make things that other people can use and stay safe.
So we're talking about cheating this week. And let me ask you, are hackers cheaters?
You know, all software or all software programs, they're written by humans or a number of humans. So they have sort of, you know, an idea of what the software should do and what the rules are. And then they need to translate that into code. And hackers, they don't so much think about what the humans, you know, intended. They look at the code and what's possible in the code. And, you know, in that sense, they're playing by those rules. And I think, you know, when you talk about what they're going to do with that afterwards, then it becomes an ethics thing. Like, are they going to use the flaw and tell the software vendor to fix it? Or are they going to use the flaw and try to profit off of someone? But, you know, I don't think it's that they're necessarily cheating. They're just not assuming too much about what the people who built it intended.
An honest answer that may make those of us who are not hackers a little nervous.
Well, so here's a non-software example. You know, if you watched TV in the late 80s, you probably saw MacGyver, right? He was this fictional secret agent.
Absolutely. And yes.
Course,
he could do anything.
Yes. And, you know, was he cheating when he used a paperclip to escape from a burning building? I think of MacGyver as a hacker. And the people who make paperclips didn't necessarily intend for that to be used as a lockpick. But I think he was able to, you know, use it when it counted.
What's the future here? How quickly are hackers evolving? What is the direction do you think hacking's going to go in now?
If we think about hackers that are the people that just kind of tinker with software and find holes, you know, I think that's always been there, even before computers, and that will continue to be there. I think one of the things I've seen in the space where people are actually working as hackers and making a living off of this, it's become a lot more diverse in the past 10 years, where you can make money and a living off of this in a lot of different ways. And I think that that will continue to evolve, you know, where there's probably a lot of different professions you can work on in this space. And it's going to be, you know, an increasingly important part of everyone's lives as we use technology more to get things done. And the more we depend on it, I think security is going to be a bigger part of that.
Farisa Tabriz, engineer and security princess for Google, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
As you heard, we asked Tabriz if hackers are cheaters. How about you? Take our short quiz about cheating at marketplaceweekend.org.